Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You had sex with your elbows, and that's why they were mad. Isn't it about the? It's not about the consent thing. I don't care about that. It's just because you were using your elbows. We live, Matt?
Yes,
we are.
Yes, we are.
And everything is fucking working right now, man.
Huh?
Oh shit! Shit a brick, man.
Oh. Stop! Just wait and stop and control.
It's okay. Hard, man. It's hard.
All right, look. All right. This is episode number 38 of the Marty and Michael Fully Actual Podcast, all right? After this one, there's only two left, Matt.
I just want to try.
There's only two left after this, all
maybe
right?
Those last two, we might get through without swearing.
Man, I think we should go a whole episode, baby.
That's how we'll make it up to you.
Actually, we've got three episodes left.
Imagine if we tried to do an episode
including
where we didn't swear.
One?
Yeah, including this one.
No.
Oh, the Christmas special, mate.
Christmas special.
All right, what's happened to us? Well, I'll tell you what. We had a good little weekend. It was Mon's, my partner's birthday, a little party. Finally moved
everything.
Did
she like my gift?
Yeah, she did, actually. Yeah, she said she would be putting them to good use.
I thought they'd come in handy, hey?
And yeah, it was a fucking good little weekend. Nothing crazy. And fucking... here we fucking are, ready for war, cunt. We're fucking nearly 5 weeks ahead in backing up content, Matt.
Yeah.
So we could have...
We could have a holiday right now.
If we wanted to, but we're not going to, obviously.
Because we're saved for Christmas.
There's some good shit coming up, man. There's some fucking good shit happening in our lives. Right now, the Australian Podcast Awards Listener's Choice Award... the lines are open, okay? We're going to put the link in the description. All season, we've been saying, please.
Prepare.
Please prepare for this, okay? They're open now.
Arm yourself.
You'll probably have already heard of this, some of you, because we're going to be promoting it on our podcast, on our social medias on Friday, because they've just opened on Friday, right? You'll listen to this the Monday, right? So fucking click the link. Vote for us. We'll be forever grateful, okay? In fact, send us a screenshot of you voting for us to our Instagram only, our Marty and Michael Instagram only. Please, nothing else. Please, not Facebook or anything else. And we will try our very best to get back and send each of you a personal thank you message.
We did last year.
We managed to do it last season. It took two days.
It took a long time. We only made it, what, like 6th or 7th?
We came I think we came 7th or 8th last year.
So, let's see if we can
out of Australia.
It.
So, let's just fucking bind together and see if... because
there's nothing better than Australia's best or most voted for podcast being our podcast, because it's not right for it to be the most popular.
This is such a disgusting fucking podcast. If not for to support us, just think how funny it would be if they had to play a snippet of our podcast as the winning podcast of Australia.
Imagine a real like 10-second long squirty.
Dude, or a fucking or a diary entry or some shit. So that's happening. All right. So please, before you even continue listening, can you please go and vote for us?
Press
all right.
Pause.
Even when they read out the name last year.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was so funny just to hear someone go, the Marty and Michael, Fully Actual. And with that slight confusion around what that name means.
And like, it's just like, it shouldn't happen to us. You know, yeah. It's like this,
we're breaking the system.
We don't get, Spotify would never give us a Spotify original. We never get money from YouTube because the shit we say is too fucked.
Well, I'm going to say
it's too late now.
And it's just, it's all word of mouth. And the ring force has grown. We've more than doubled our engagement and viewership since the beginning of this season, let alone last season.
Imagine next season.
Dude, next season, it's going to be off the fucking charts, baby.
I thought you were going to say off tap,
man. I'm seriously so excited for next year. You can't even believe what's going on right now.
I was keen on off tap then. But...
Now, if you don't want to vote for us, you can obviously still support us just by simply liking, commenting, and subscribing. All right? Comment the word comment if you don't know what to comment. And just fucking keep it ground, brothers. It's good. It's very, very good.
We're getting there.
Fucking getting there. Finally.
Yeah, it's been a long year.
I need to get something out.
Oh. What do you need to get out, man?
Why is there like a... Is there a bottle of piss out there, like urine out the front of your house?
Yeah.
There is, mate. Yeah.
Very well spot. You got a keen eye for detail, don't you, Matthew? Yeah. Correct.
Why?
I'll tell you the truth. I was waiting for my pizza a few months ago in my car. There was no toilets around. So I pissed in that bottle in the car.
Why didn't you piss outside?
Because there was people around.
Okay.
So then I saw the bottle in there a month later in my car. And I was like, I could leave it there. Because I wanted to leave it there. Because it's just like everyone asks, why is there a bottle of piss there normally? But I was like, fuck it. Science it up. Take it out of the car. Put it in the sun. See what organisms form from that shit. Photosynthesis.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Have stuff you like sniffed that. It?
No.
You really shouldn't.
If you go get it, I will.
You really shouldn't ever waste any of your waste, I don't think.
Holy fuck.
All right, you should keep your shit.
Steve-O saved his piss, right?
Yeah.
I've got an idea. Okay.
This will be great.
Okay. Next week or this week, we're buying a big freezer.
A big, deep freezer.
Yeah. Okay. A big, long one. The ones that people, James has. We go for ice baths.
The one we put bodies in. Hard.
Okay. We'll get it. We'll put it in the garage. I'll buy heaps of ice cream.
Buckets.
Empty, but maybe even have some ice cream.
Have them, I think.
Then I'll start shitting in the tubs, and to stop the smell, we'll put it in the freezer, and we will save for the whole year.
Get a whole freezer full of shit, Matt Brown. Then when Julian's out of town, we get all the frozen shits and we put them all in his room.
He's so angry.
And that is the frozen...
Don't fucking say... Maybe we should cut that. Oh, he hasn't listened to anything.
He hasn't listened to...
No, he does. You know, and he got angry at me because I told everyone about his Fortnite poster.
Look, Julian, it'll be a long... This will be months, if not a year or so away. You know, so like,
yeah, don't worry about it.
Forget about it. He'll forget about it, of course.
We could do some other stuff with the poo as well. Like... Imagine like, okay, we buy a blow-up pool, right? We put all the frozen poo in the blow-up pool. Then we test with science shit something. If the poo melts from the sun and we see what happens, and if we want, we could go for a little swim in the shit.
Have a shit swim, you think?
I'm just going to put it out there. I don't want to be part of that.
Like, I've never seen someone swim in their own shit.
Is it just like sewerage? I guess it's...
It'd be like swimming in sewerage.
But it's like...
But it's your shit.
But it's not... There's no water or anything else mixed with it. It's just purely shit. So it is different
to
sewerage.
You just have to get it in your eye and you'd be...
So it is different. Like, can you... It is different to sewerage, all right? It is pure shit. You know, it's like... Sewerage is like slopping a bucket of shit in a fucking in a washing machine sized thing of water. You know, it's like it's diluted.
Yeah,
if you will,
it's waterized. I like that.
It is thinned out. You need the thick slop of shit purely pressed against your skin, cunt.
Yeah. Well, what's a science title for that? Can you swim in your own shit?
Or, no, just what happens when you swim in shit?
Okay. See, that to me...
Because that's actually what's interesting about it, Matthew, you fucking idiot.
It'd be quite, like, thickish.
Oh, yeah. Or it could be silky. Could be smooth.
Yeah.
With hard bits in it. Out with corn. You should just eat corn for a whole year, can't you?
Well, there'll be different...
There'll be different sections, man.
There will be so
many different fucking sections. Like, oh. Anyway, speaking about a whole river of shit, please thank you to our sponsors at manscaped.com. They've agreed to even stay on with us next season. And they have a fucking shitload of really awesome male grooming products. They've emailed me, right? And they've asked me to talk about something about Christmas, all right? I can't remember exactly what it was. But there's some good shit happening around Christmas. Okay, so manscaped.com, cool Christmas shit happening. So if you want to buy some shit for Christmas, right, use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20. Do you understand? FULLYACTUAL20 for 20% off across the board. Every $5 you spend, they'll fucking flick one back at you because you said FULLYACTUAL20.
And if you buy it around Christmas, there's some weird Christmas shit happening.
Dude, they have some fucking cool Christmas shit going on, all right? There was some really specific things they asked me to mention. Look, the email was sent a few days ago. I can't find it now.
Yeah, and your brain hurts.
We're man, doing and there's no time. We got to move on. Sponsors done. Manscaped.com. Legends. Only brand, actual brand, willing to work with us. Yeah. The other brand is us. Our University of Muckle, our subscription website where we post the most unique, groundbreaking, scientific fucking shit that you have ever fucking seen. You won't see it anywhere else, okay?
Yeah, that swimming and shit one would happen.
We've solved world hunger on there. We've seen if pineapple makes cum taste better, legit. There are some really big myths that have been confirmed or denied on our website, okay? There's some fucking crazy shit that happens on there. So crazy, I can't even fucking talk about it. And you can watch it all for free. You can sign up for free for 21 days to see if you also agree with me that it's really good shit. Then after that, you stay on, you pay $10 a month or some shit. All right? That's as simple as that. If you can't do any of that, like, comment, subscribe. That's all we ask. Just like the video, subscribe, or comment the word comment if you want. Matt is not subscribed.
To
anything.
Channel or our
Matt has no commitments internationally.
I am. Loves Fortnite. I'm single.
He's a fucking Fortnite fiend. So is Julian.
Julian. No commitments.
He's probably more so than you now, so to speak.
Julian's like.
Well, Julian is.
I haven't seen it myself, but there is rumor that he is top 10 in Australia, which means he could end up representing Australia at the Fortnite game.
Really? He hasn't even told us that.
Well, he doesn't want anyone to know.
Yeah, that's so true. He's so weird about it. He said no one really messaged him about his getting his Fortnite gamer tag or whatever. So if you seriously want to play with him, because he does it all the time, just flick him a message and ask him.
He wants to play.
He shot me a message this morning before, and he
was at 5 a.m. He shot you a message.
And he's like, mate, your joke on the podcast about fighting the night was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he loved that.
Fucking loved that. No one else got it. Only him. Julian gets it because he knows Fortnite well.
Yeah, he was like, dude, he was like, couldn't even talk. He was like laughing so much.
Like, yeah, he fucking loves the chat on there too. Talks to all the kids on there. Like, there has a lot of kids play the game.
It's truly a conflict of where you think that his current personality is at. Just to have this habit on the side, it's really quite bizarre. So, yeah. Also, we're thinking about, because we haven't really done many segment-y things lately. The German segment is still on ice while we're away for Nicole. But we really, and this is a segment that will be a bit more better and specific next season, but we want to start a few now. We're going to have a submit your video segment. All right, so fucking each week next season, each week there'll be topics that we want people to submit their videos to. But for now, just send us some fucking, we're just going to have a video submission segment. All right, if it makes us laugh or it's fucking interesting, we'll play it. You can do your best. You can fucking do a fart. You can be Matt Brown.
You can be more B. You just, and unique shit. What are you good at?
You can bound backwards.
Send in a video of yourself bounding backwards down a really steep hill towards some thick scrub brush.
Fuck it. Rip a toenail off.
Anything you want, man. We'll fucking play. This podcast's going to fucking blow up over the next few years, baby. You can say you've been on that. Don't you understand, baby? Don't you fucking get it, baby?
Baby.
Where do you want them to send it? To the Fully Actual
Instagram?
We'll go
there, yeah. Fully Actual Instagram, just because we get a fair few DMs. It's quite hard to go through them all.
Sometimes we miss some.
Shut up, man. Anyway, moving right along. Is that phone fucked up yet?
No.
We're all hyper-vigilant now. But
yeah, I'm on edge.
Sorry about our little audio fuck-up last week.
Things happen. It's fine. We've already said sorry for last week.
It was a technically,
and we thought,
error.
To be honest, we thought it was going to sound not quite not as fucked when we did hear it. So, you know what they say. Fucking, what do they say? What do they say about that?
They say
something very specific about that very scenario.
It's fucking Monday today.
It's fucking Monday today, mate. So, like, just fucking, oh, like that.
Shake it off.
Oh. Isn't it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so. Tuesday today. But that's,
that's what they say.
That's what they say, though, Matt.
On this day?
No, they...
Yeah, he wouldn't get it.
Anyway.
Science shit, man.
Matt came in earlier today, wrote a little on this day. Didn't you, Matt?
Yeah.
And you know, the you're enjoying writing them again? Yeah.
I just like researching
in the darkness. Yeah, man, just loves looking at things on the internet. Loves it, eh? So, without further ado, a little on this day, hey?
Adieu. Without further ado. Where is he?
On this day in 1997, the Backstreet Boys became addicted to sucking tits. The addiction became so severe that they would suck a quick tit in between songs during their concerts, sometimes without consent. The blonde-haired one even sucked so much tit that his teeth faced forwards out of his mouth. They'd slowly been bent that way over a long period of time because of the sheer volume of tit sucking that went on. They only recovered from their tit-sucking addiction when their management decided to only allow guys and chicks with their tits cut off to come to the concerts.
Yeah, wow.
Fuck, man.
Nick Carter
is hot.
He's the one who had the fucking teeth facing forwards out of his mouth from sucking so much tit.
Man, that would get... It'd get boring. It's just a tit.
No.
Oh, man. You can suck a tit all night long, man. Seriously, man.
Well, you sit
have
there
a full
and
tit.
Suck.
Like, you can just suck and get the whole thing in, man.
That would
if
be
if you
cool.
don't release
like
the
that.
Suction, mm-hmm. you can go... Look, you can go... And breathe out through your nose.
And the tit stays in your mouth.
And then you can suck more and more and more in...
More breath.
Until the entire chest cavity is in your lungs.
Wow, so you can pretty much take lungs into your
lungs.
It's double lunging.
Yeah. I've seen it on porn. Diary entries.
Okay. Oh, man. Fuck that. Imagine if milk came out.
Sometimes blood, if you suck hard enough, sometimes a mix.
Oh.
A bloody milk. A thick bloody milk with pus and from bruising. Vascular
blood
veins popping under the stress. Yeah. Leaking blood into
Hey, while you're talking about
while you're talking about tits aggressively.
You know, veins under stress. I was thinking about this the other day and I briefly mentioned this to Marty. Do you think that there's a chance that we hold the record for the most farts ever on a podcast?
Yeah, surely. Surely,
I don't know, because like, there's the fucking people that fart and don't.
Yeah,
record
but I mean, like
proper fart.
Yeah, like recorded farts. You know, like this is a fart.
Marty's had a run of big ones, but then you throw a couple in every now and then. So surely,
I haven't fucking farted for ages.
Yeah, you're broken,
man. What the fuck?
Sorry, Doris.
That's really just put me off, eh? I wonder why. It's because I've started eating meat again. Now I'm not gassy. It's weird.
You got to stop your burgers and have more beans.
Yeah, I can't stop with Uber Eats lately.
Oh, man. It's hard.
Oh, man. It's
I officially have a sugar addiction. It's fucking there.
Yeah, your sugar addiction
It's only
is
on
a
weekends,
problem.
Though.
Really? Yeah, like I was so tempted last night because I ordered Thai, had maybe 3 vegetables out of my stir fry, and then the rest was just rice and sauce. And then I had cravings for sugar again.
Watching you eat like
10
like
Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
I was so close to like ordering Krispy Kremes last night.
Our friend's surprise party. You had something like 10. Yeah, was it 10?
How Krispy long Kremes? Did those other 2 Krispy Kremes last?
Well, okay. I was scared because I
gone.
Thought if donuts lasted, if you bought them the night before, they don't last.
Yeah, they
the
last
night
like
after.
A day.
So I didn't have them. But then you're like, no, they'll be fine. So then, of course, I was like, all right. Had a few bongs and then come 2 hours later, I was sneaking up, ate them within like a minute.
Like a little rat.
It was so good.
Sniffing around like a little
like
rat.
Like I could eat 4 donuts in the space of 2 minutes.
Yeah, you can ball them up into like marble-sized things. You swallow them like tablets. You don't even need to chew anymore.
It's just
and now
so
you're saving
delicious.
Time.
And I just fucking, I just don't want to do it anymore. I just don't want to fucking do it.
Why eat sugar?
Yeah, no, fucking everything. yeah, but fuck, dude. I don't know how, like, during the week, I try. But come the weekend, I just stuff. I become fucking
at least it's only the next sick. The next thing would be to just change it to just one day. If you can do it just on a Sunday,
yeah,
you're set. You're fine. You can do it, baby. Huh? Yeah.
we'll check back in next week and see how I'm doing.
I'm doing shit. My sleep's all fucked again. I'm eating Uber Eats. Had a few drinks on fucking Saturday. I'm all over the shop, can't. I'm fucking crippled with anxiety, can't. The laughter helps. Diary entry number 146 from Michael Corey Brookhouse. I was inspecting one of my shits today and I realized smell is just things evaporating. So as I breathe in the shit smell, I'm breathing in actual shit particles. The deeper I inhale, I can almost feel the shit caking back together in my throat and I can taste it. Anyway, I haven't had toilet paper for 6 weeks, so I'm off to scrub my shitty ass with my hands in the shower. Michael can go the longest out of anyone I know with not buying toilet paper. He'll just fucking squirt in the shower, stomp it down the drain, and then wash his ass with his bare hands.
No, I don't shit in the shower unless it's running.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I shit in
How
the toilet.
How do you
toilet.
Know it's going to be running? Or
oh, you can feel it sometimes.
Sorry.
Anyway, I shit in the toilet, then I go to the shower.
Okay, that's not quite as bad.
And the reason I forget every time at the shops to buy toilet paper, that's why. Yeah. It's just like one of those things you forget.
I got so much of it.
But...
Yeah, I buy heaps of it whenever I do. I just see and have to go back for ages.
The smell, that makes sense. Smells are just evaporating things.
Yeah, that's why you smell them, Matt.
So when you're smelling stuff, you're smelling evaporating things.
You're smelling objects, you fucking idiot, Matt.
So...
Sorry.
So that's that sorted. Holy fuck. Good. Very good.
Diary entry number 117 from Marty. Today, I let a man take pictures of me while I had a bath. He gave me $5 and I showed Mum and she took it from me because she didn't believe how I got it. I screamed at her and Dad pushed me into the kitchen table. It was a pretty good day.
Fuck. There you go.
Forgotten about that one, eh?
Yeah, that one's...
But now, reading it back, it unlocks that memory. Diary entry number 69 from Julian James Tennyson Woods.
That memory.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It unlocks it. Very good.
That's how I was screaming at my mother. When okay. She took the money from me.
Fuck, that's very good.
Diary entry number 69 from Julian James Tennyson Woods from Ashgrave or some shit. 40-60 till I die. Today I got some blind dumb... Just let me stop. Start again. Today I got some dumb blind cunt bashed. I stole a sausage roll from 7-Eleven and the lady saw me. So I saw some blind cunt walk past and I slipped the sausage roll in his bag. Then I called the cops and they rocked up and the blind fella like full denied it and skitzed out. The cops had no choice but to bash his knees in, so he folded in half. And while everyone was watching that, I fucking ducked back into the 7-Eleven and flogged a full loaf of bread and a pack of ciggies, cunt. Hot chip sangers for dinner, bitch. Fuck off, cunt. Stab. Fucking stab your throat, cunt. Slash.
Man, that is a fucking... That's a dark one from Juliana.
I see where he gets this energy from, though. Like, you can see him, he channels all that into his Fortnite play, and he just, you can see it comes out on the screen. You know
well,
what
yeah,
I mean?
You've got to put it somewhere. And yeah, he's got.
That's why he's calm now.
But as soon as that Xbox turns on, focus.
He reinvests it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he reinvests
it into himself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying there? Yeah. Or
he's like putting more effort into him.
All right.
I think. Sorry.
Okay. Diary entry number 1082 from Matthew Gregory Brown. Ox. It was a cold, rainy night in the mountains. I had built us a small shelter using a mix of my own pubic hair, feces, and mints. There were gaps, and occasionally rain would drip down onto my shivering father. He was curled up in a ball, grimacing in pain at his shoulder wound. The wound looked sore, kind of like a pussy that had been stretched open with great force. I leant down and tongued at it, and managed to extract one last fistful of mints from my little brown, and slapped it into his wound. The hot mints sizzled as it hit my father's arm, and my father struggled to fight back the tears of pain. "This will help you, Dad. It's gonna be okay," I said, and then I tongued his ears, kissed his pecs gently, and flicked his nipples lightly with my tongue. My father seemed in less pain. The mints must already be working. He fell asleep and I could finally think. I knew Choir and Queston wouldn't come this deep into the mountains tonight, but perhaps tomorrow or the next day. And my dad needed to rest for at least 3 days. I had to stop them or slow them down from finding us for just a little while. I had to find as many bears as I could and convince them to attack Queston. I had an idea. I left my hut and father and bounded backwards all the way back down the mountain and into the nearest farm. There, I bounded backwards and caught a horse. I tore its tail directly off its body and fashioned it to my head. Now I look exactly like Queston. Now all I need to do was enrage as many bears as I could in the mountains and make them think it's Queston who is antagonizing them. They're hibernating, so they will be extra irritable. Then they will attack the actual Queston as he makes his way up to the mountain to find us, thinking that it's actually me.
That's fucking high tech.
Exactly. I bounded backwards back up the mountain, rain pounding on my leather skin. I caught the scent of a family of bears and followed it. It led me to a small cave where the family was hibernating inside. I dove through the opening knees first and slammed straight into the skull of one of the baby bears. The baby bear's head was crunched and caved in from my blow, and it was dead. The sleeping mother lifted her head in fatigued confusion. I lunged forwards and put its entire snout in my mouth and bit it off. The other adult bears let out an almighty roar, and I bounded backwards straight out of the cave. The other bears followed me out into the stormy night, and they were now hunting me. I did this to another 8 to 14 bear dens. Then I was completely exhausted, removed my horsetail hair, and slithered home. My traps were now set. Queston was certain to run into one of those bears, and they would surely think that it was him who had been murdering, injuring, and sexually assaulting their families. I just hope it slows him and quiet down long enough for us to give us time to recover. I curled up with my father in the 69 position, and we sucked each other's balls as we slept.
Oh, wow. So they're fucking prepping for this battle.
It's a great idea to get the bears to think that Queston was the
Do
one.
Do we have bears in Australia?
Yeah.
Okay.
It could have bounded over oceans for all we know. True.
And I'm pretty sure Australia is bear.
Yeah, yeah. We have bear, surely. We have snake. We have spider, skink somewhere. Surely we have bear.
Salamanders?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a salamander here and there. No, it's pretty cool how they are.
There's a salamander here and there. It's pretty cool how they are. Oh,
there we go. Fucking overhand right cunt. This just in, we realise that we need to have an urgent bong break. See you in 30 seconds. Skip it if you don't want to wait for it. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Oh, fuck.
All right, moving right along to the first segment. The segments that we have today, we're going to do you some questions. All right. And then we're going to do you some P.O. box. All right, we get a fuckload of letters, baby. All from the same cunt, I think.
So we've already done a few segments.
And we've got prank call.
You said this is the first segment, so you're already fucked.
In the prank call at the end.
You're 40 minutes into a podcast and then you decide to start again.
So that's the table of contents for today's episode.
Oh, is that what it's called?
The table of contents, yeah.
That reminds me of primary school.
Yeah, there would have been tables of contents for days.
Tables. The front or the back?
I'm not sure.
Front. The book. The front?
That's front.
What's at the back?
The
front.
The credits.
I'm prepping here.
I see it popped out. You got fat in the chin for a bit.
Oh, cramped here.
Did you just dislocate your jaw?
I tried. Wait, what were we talking about? Yeah.
Dried cum. Dried cum?
The credits.
The index is in the back.
What's the
index.
Ringworm at the, like, the actual back of the book?
The index.
Nah.
The book cover?
Nah, when you read and you get the gist of
it. Oh, the summary at the back of the book.
It's a summary.
A book summary.
No, because summary's
at the start.
Summary's on the very back.
Oh, shit.
It's fucking, what do you call them? Testimonials and shit. It's fucking what other people think of it. This book is outrageous. Five stars out of five.
Depends what type of book, because then you've got books that have research and they put all their research notes in the back.
Some books don't even have endings. Some books aren't even written yet.
I'm Googling it.
Who's read the books where you read a page and you make a decision and it says you go to this part of the book?
Oh, you mean choose your own adventure books?
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Goosebumps, man. Yeah, of course, baby. Anyway.
Appendix. Okay. They call it the appendix.
Appendix, right. Oh, yeah, and we have that too. Humans actually have appendixes as well. So that's a double entendre.
They get infected.
Oh, man. So do a book appendixes.
Sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to see it.
Next question.
Should we start? Top question.
Oh, by the way, if you want us to answer your question, just comment on our Marty and Michael Fully Actual YouTube channel. The questions with the most likes are the ones we answer first, and then we work our way down. Okay, so have a scroll through, see which comments you really like. Give them a like if you want us to answer it, as well as comment your own question. What's the question?
Make sure you punch those likes to get the questions up.
Yeah, punch those fucking likes, baby.
Sorry.
Next year, we're going to have comment competitions, baby. Man, I am so hard right now.
I'm so high right now,
That's
dude.
What I meant.
Next question. First question. Top question went to Matthew
Brown
Knowles, who asks a lot of questions.
Many questions equals many fish. We might pick your fish. Never
it's
know,
like
baby.
It's like buying lotto tickets.
Yeah, exactly more. Right. More comments mean more fish in the sea, baby.
More fish.
Oh, damn straight, baby. We hooked that shit, man.
I like the word fish.
All right. Top question is. Fish. It's for Marty. Marty, how has Bosley been these days? Give me an update on Boz.
Oh, yeah, he's been so much better. He's got, he's leaned right out. All I feed him now is like a kilo of like raw steak, raw cut up kangaroo and some fucking a little can full of veggies and some water. And man, he's trimmed right down and fucking he's doing real good. He's it's probably the healthiest he's ever been, Matt.
Do people know that we eat kangaroos in Australia?
I don't know. They're in like plague numbers here. So yeah, we fucking, when I see one, like I seriously try and kill him, man.
I saw him on the road and I'll pick one up.
I don't go that far, but yeah.
Look at Michael's nipple, Matt Brown.
Grab it.
Can you see it?
Grab it.
That's OnlyFans content, baby. Shit, we should need to do another shoot. We need to do another shoot for that.
Let's demonetize.
We should do like 10 shoots when we do our Christmas special. Let's get slutty as fuck.
Dude, we've put the cow outfit on.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to it.
We'll do a little sexy porn sketch.
Next question is from Brock Irish.
Excuse him, Matthew Brown. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. We're having a Christmas episode. Will you guys have some challenges and segments around Christmas in there?
Oh, yes. You know for sure Santa's going to like be involved somehow, man. Like, I don't know yet, but yeah, I promise you he'll be there, cunt. Michael's not sure what's going on.
All right. Here we go. Back to normal. I can't breathe right now. Okay. Next question.
Oh, how did this get so many likes? Next question from Sam Warner. He feels this is an offensive question, but he wants to know, whose are they?
Whose are they? How is he writing that? What's the punctuation?
Literally that.
No, but like, is there any commas or full stops?
Yeah, sorry, there's a whose, comma, are they.
So whose are they?
Yeah.
Great question. It's important that I thought that because, you know, whose are they without the comma? Like, doesn't even make sense. But whose are they?
Makes far more sense. And whose is spelled W-O-H-S.
Yeah, like similar to owl sounds, Matt. Don't you know that? But whose are they is, you know, something that's been philosophized about for years now. No one's ever really been able to truly figure it out, but like, you know.
Depends what you're pointing at.
Yeah, and we have formulas too. So we've entangled some shit. And there's some spreadsheets that really are pumping out literal information right now. And we have that back at the lab.
Database center.
Yeah. Well, we call it the database center, but it's really just a laboratory. But yeah, so we're onto it. And we'll keep you guys posted. All right. We hate getting into the technical of our science shit. It's like, you guys are probably so bored listening to this mumbo jumbo. It doesn't even make sense to you, does it, Matt?
Do you even know what a beaker is?
You don't even know what a fuck. He wouldn't even fucking know what a beaker is or the 25 milliliter test tubes or where to find them in a laboratory, I bet.
I fucking hate you guys.
So fucking.
I hate you guys so much.
He'd come. He'd walk into the lab. He'd be like, what the fuck? Why is there mercury in the mopping bucket?
This is a fucking.
He would use it too.
He would do that.
He would do that.
All of this is a waste of time.
Dude, he's in that laboratory. Wave his arms around. Wave his fucking arms around. So confused. Fucking that. Cunt. Fucking cunt. Next question.
Next question is from Ringworm D001. This is a bit of fan. I'm having the worst day.
What did he say there?
He said, this is a bit of fan.
No. What was the question? I didn't even.
Yeah, I didn't even get to it because I just realized it's a bit offensive to me.
Oh, really?
I'm excited to hear it now.
Boys, can we have a website video with Mr. Brown? Called How to Be Bald. But then he's mean to you.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
And he says, preparing Marty for the near future.
Yeah, it's so true.
I don't know. I think your hair's going to be fine for
I reckon I got 4 more years and then it'll become like uncomfortable to look at.
Michael?
I reckon. I haven't noticed it on you yet, but.
Yours was fucked, man. Yours had to go.
Bald, I shaved
you're
mine.
You're 34.
Though.
You're.
32.
I reckon you probably have more hair now than you did back then, so you've probably got longer.
I need it. Okay. We could think about doing that video. I may accept. I don't know.
Manscaped has a product where to bald you, to keep you bald, man. You know what I'm saying?
If you guys come up with a good enough idea for a video, I'll accept it. There. Right. But I have a question, and this is for the rings. Do I have a future of finding love with no hair?
Yeah, of course can't.
No, you say that, but you're my friend. You have to.
Yeah, but 100%. There's plenty of bald chicks out there.
I want to know from the rings.
Yeah, more chicks getting chemo every day. More chicks think it's okay to shave their head. So yeah, of course you will.
Dude,
there's plenty of bald chicks.
Girls look good with shaved heads.
Plenty of bald chicks out there.
So you're fine.
As long as you are okay with having a bald chick.
Yeah, she's.
Which we wouldn't be. It's fine.
It's not what I'm asking.
Not with their looks.
Dude.
Talking about me.
You'll be dating a bald chick.
I don't know.
Those are your only options, okay? Now you only can date bald chicks, okay? Accept that, and then you will find love.
Okay, next question.
Next question is from Oliver Cave. Would Michael ever want to start a family? If so, what breed would they be?
I reckon he'd have hamsters and lots of them.
I'm gonna ducks. I like ducks.
Yeah, he likes ducks lately because Jackson had a duck.
Or pigeons.
And
cows, ducks, pigs, a llama.
Llamas spit. I feel
That's
like you
okay.
have spitting comps
mind.
With them.
Do they?
Golly for golly. Yeah, they spit at you. Have you never seen that?
I reckon you could befriend it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine having one of each of those animals and then you hang out in a barn.
And you build like an ark as well.
You can do that if you want, but...
And like, just get, start literally trying to get...
A barn's good enough for
dude,
me.
Dude, imagine being so rich that you literally just trying to get one, two of every animal in the whole world at your house.
You become Noah.
Yeah. And you legally change your name to Noah and you spend like $1 billion building the largest wooden ship. I wonder if people would believe you. It's like the biggest prank in the world. On the world.
It's already happened.
On the world. It's a prank on the world. So people
they've already like rebuilt the ark.
And you go
can
out,
you look that up.
Go
Matt?
Out every
Is that
morning
possible?
And pretend like God's talking to you. And then go back inside and go on social media and say, God just spoke to me. We're all fucked. There's a big rainstorm coming, boys. Come to my ark on the fucking 15th February fucking 22-300. Otherwise, it will use cunts washed away, brother.
Oh, dude. That's how it first happened.
I have an answer for him.
I wonder if people, if you have followers, if you're like,
dude,
100%.
Like... There'd be so many Christians who are like, fuck, this is it. This is fucking, it's happening again.
You have to commit to the vibrating,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because well, you want to convince people.
Yeah, dude, it'd be real... hard. Yeah, okay. Maybe we should do it.
Michael, they
That's
did.
What I'm saying.
They did rebuild the Ark. So, dubbed the Ark Encounter, a full-scale Noah's Ark attraction and theme park opened in 2016 in northern Kentucky. It's constructed to the dimensions exactly described in the Bible, in the book of Genesis.
Yeah, I wonder how big it is in real life.
Fucking read the book.
Sorry.
I have. I just can't remember. The dimensions and shit.
Yeah, well... anyway... A barn would be good enough. An ark would be great. But imagine just hanging out and all those animals are just your pals.
Mm.
And then like...
Can
they
talk to you?
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, that changes everything. If they can talk to you, yeah. You'd want.
If animals can talk to you, I'd be friends with them.
You'd never be upset ever again.
Imagine like 10 Bosleys, but they're different shapes and sizes. Yeah. And one's a cow, dude.
And they can all talk to you.
You love cows.
And they can all talk to you and they're all really innocent like fucking kids are. Because animals don't have a bad bone in their body.
Oh, man. And then like, oh, it'd just be the best. Imagine like you go to sleep and your pillow is the cow.
Yeah.
Like you just fucking, your head is on the
and
couch.
And you've got the duck sucking your dick. Or plucking at your balls. While the pig gobbles on your cock.
I guess you could go down that path if you wanted. But I just like a pillow.
You're a weird Noah.
The duck sucking your dick.
Next question, please, Brown.
Next question is from Air Force One. Would you guys ever move away from Brisbane? Why do you love Brisbane so much?
Brisbane's, I don't know. It depends. I'm definitely not like married to the idea of living here forever. But
Where would you go?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Gold Coast.
Nah, not the fucking
I reckon
Gold.
Like
be good to go.
Hinterland somewhere.
Yeah, it'd be good to
That's
go.
Still Brisbane, Michael.
No, you could go like Sunny Coast.
Or Mount
well,
Tambourine.
That's different. That's
or
Sunshine Coast. It'd
be fun to retire maybe in Mount Tambourine.
Well, sorry.
Brisbane's... Oh, fuck it. Next question.
Oh, remember last week? There was a guy named Hunter asked a question and I halfway through I either said, nah, fuck it, or you guys said fuck that question. He wrote back to me, it was like you're about to read my question out and then you didn't. So I fucking raged.
Oh, we're sorry.
And, but then like heart. two questions later he'd asked a follow up question and I read that one out, but he'd already destroyed his house, he reckons, in a fit of rage.
Oh man.
That comment made me laugh. Well,
gonna wait till the end of the podcast.
We're the best men in Brisbane.
Sorry.
Next question is from Sam Bourne Identity. Will there be another boys trip soon? If so, can you guys film it for the website? Brown dressed as a geisha girl was one of the most hilarious.
Yeah.
Things kind of hot.
We've been looking into the accommodation for the boys' trip, usually at the end of January.
We don't usually film it, though.
No, we usually don't. We talked about this the other week. We don't... It's hard. Like, we will try and... There will definitely be stuff filmed, but like...
Oh, we did do a real... I remember I set up the trick shot with the ping pong.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a few little weird things. But even the boys' trip before that, we got a video out of it. It's just a very tame version of what's going on. Obviously, we can't have our mates doing drugs and shit on camera, even for the website, because they have like careers and shit outside of social media. Most of our friends, like nearly all of them, aren't social media people. So like, it's weird to imagine rocking up to do drugs with all your mates, and then you fucking like start filming it. You know, it's a bit like everyone's very aware that there's a camera.
You've hired a filmer, Kyle.
Yeah. But we do want to film a lot of it. Okay, we will do our best. We'll try and fucking keep. Get a video out of
like
it,
like an
least.
Olympics or something.
Yeah, I'll do another
drunk
trick
Olympics
shot,
or something
it.
Like that. You know, yeah. So we'll get something out of it. Don't worry.
Next question is from Yannick Walchen. When are you guys finally getting better podcast chairs?
Yeah, this one's fucked, eh? It's like my ass has sunk all the way through.
That's the shittest.
And that my chair last week broke. And we see chairs, we have fucking 20 chairs outside.
How are you comfortable, dude? I got this one off Curbside Collection, you literally sink into it like
yeah, we just
half,
cannot be
like
fucked.
30 centimeters.
Can't be fucked with like
dude,
nice
I get
shit.
Nice things.
I think when we get-
Because we break it.
I think when we set the next-
We still have this guy.
Oh, the guy with his arms tied behind his back.
He'll be there for 6 months. He's going to stay in the corner now.
He's got to love you drawing a face on him.
Yeah, so he's the chair guy.
I think if we go for a new set, we might get something new, maybe.
Yeah, 100%. Next season set, we're thinking of making it good. Like normal good. Like what a normal good podcast has. Do you know?
Man, we might even have two angles.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, we will. That's the goal. Fucking three angles even.
Next, oh yeah, would be like two good cameras and probably like a phone camera for like just a wide every now and then. Next question is from Johnny Rambo 49. As scientists and being the best men
in the world,
just best men.
Yeah.
Can a man catch a javelin? Question mark.
Oh, I wrote this down as soon as I saw it.
Or can
we're
Michael?
Filming this.
That is a great idea.
This is. Possible.
This is not dangerous
this.
At all. We can do this.
I think this is dangerous. Remember
we did
the,
golf balls.
Yeah. Remember
we
the judge you got?
It's so much bigger than a golf
if
ball.
If you lose sight of the javelin, though, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
No, we just will have blunt ones.
Remember the guy? Yeah, just use the one from your other videos.
Oh, I would imagine if that still cracked you in the head. You'd split your skull.
Do you remember the umpire or the judge and the got speared
in the leg?
Yeah,
or something?
He lost it. He lost it in the sky,
lights.
And it fucking got him in the
shoulder or something. And it stuck in full like speared him.
Bastard! And then like they're like, oh Dan, we got to measure it from there. And so he had to fucking keep it in until they measured.
And he wasn't allowed to move.
Yeah. Nah, you're kidding.
But he did get speared though.
Okay.
And his name was...
Did he live?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
Thank you.
Pretty sure.
Did we answer that question? What was that a question?
We're going to do something with that. He was suggesting.
Oh, yeah. Great suggestion.
Question for the podcast is from Michael Cox. All right. I need you to concentrate. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. All right. Would you rather ask one question to an alien or one question to a time traveler? What would the questions be? Also, Matt Brown has a really spherical head.
I would ask a time traveler and I would say, what's the time? And then turn around to see if it gets a laugh. And then, I just wasted my question and no one really laughed.
Michael's definitely going to be aliens.
Oh, dude, I don't know right now.
Would you ask him, like, maybe what the time is?
I think I'd probably go time traveler and then try and
get
ask
the lotto
if
numbers.
He could give me
the codes to the nuclear.
No, just the power to time travel as well.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
And then you can just time travel and shit. Then you will become more knowledgeable than an alien.
How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
So imagine saying that, wasting your question on the time traveler.
You're talking to me?
The time.
How are you, dude? Huh?
What the fuck is Matt Brown doing?
Nothing at all.
Oh, no, imagine wasting the question saying to a time traveler.
Yeah, no, we're moving on to the next question because you guys...
How are you?
You guys can't take questions seriously.
Imagine being the time traveler.
No, I did answer it seriously.
No, you didn't.
Yes, what did I say?
I didn't even listen.
The time traveler. Yeah,
I
he
said
did
I would ask if how to become a time traveler to the time traveler. Then I would.
Sorry. Meet. Yeah, you did.
Then
I'd
meet
Marty
aliens.
Upset me with his answer. Okay?
Imagine that. Imagine how your time traveler gets a notification. Someone in another time has a really important question, and then you get out of bed and you get there, and then he just says, "How are you?"
Yeah. Hey, mate. How are ya?
Man, that would be great.
It'd be if you were with a mate to make a joke, but I reckon the friend would get angry.
Yeah, if you had a few beers and the guy comes, all right, ask him your really important question.
Yeah, okay.
How are you?
Yeah, if I was with you and you did that after like a bit of a sesh, I would understand.
Like we could progress humankind so far and then we ask him how he is.
Michael.
I would accept that though. I would have a good laugh.
Probably where would you time travel
that?
To?
I'd probably honestly do that.
Where would you go?
I'd go figure out how the pyramids were made.
Yeah, that'd be a good
properly.
Time.
Oh,
next question is from Peter Hunt. Would you ever go out in the real world as the Brown family as a prank?
No, I wouldn't. That's too far.
Such a commitment.
Yeah, and it's just too much. It's too devastating for people to see. I wouldn't do that. That's like we draw the line there. I'm not doing that.
What was the question?
Moving on. All right,
fucking
serious one.
Cunt, one bong and he's fucking fucked.
Next question is from Reb Skell. Do you guys also think that Alec Baldwin is a damn good shooter? I'm going to laugh if you guys don't get this.
I don't get it.
Because this is relevant.
It's like apparently he shot someone, they say in the news.
Oh, yeah, he shot someone on set, right?
Yeah, so he got handed a gun that he thought was not loaded and he killed someone.
Well, so it's not his fault then, right?
No, it's not his fault.
Imagine if he was
but
just joking around.
What I just,
oh, dude, it's happened.
What I just read today was he might still get in trouble because he's actually the executive producer of the film.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Man, did the person die?
Yeah.
He shot them dead.
Girl, yeah.
Recently?
Yep.
He shot her
dead.
Yeah,
so the camera, she was behind the camera. She's a cinematographer. And he took out the gun and apparently took it out and shot. And nothing happened. Then he took it out again for another take and shot, and it shot a whatever it was, a piece. Not a bullet, but I think
a fragment.
Fragment, maybe.
Fragment. Because don't they have blanks in there or some shit?
It went through.
Sometimes.
Yeah, some of it went through her chest and then hit the director. Like went in and out and hit her director. So injured two people, killed one of them.
That's fucked up. Imagine just like that happens.
It's happened before.
And you stay in character.
Oh. Dude, Bruce.
Dude.
Stay in character through the take.
Bruce Lee's
it's
sex
scene.
Do you remember Bruce Lee's son? He died from the same thing. Got shot with a blank with blanks in the gun, but I think
happened in Brisbane.
There was a dancer, a Brooklyn Standard. Yeah, got killed. Yeah. Anyway,
man, that just goes to show, man. Even blanks can be dangerous out there. So don't ever go up and talk to Annie.
Next question for Marty is from Adam Dorr.
That was so good. That was a good bit.
Marty, you've got such a good voice for reading out diary entries. Have you ever thought about doing an audio book or tell a paranormal story?
I haven't thought about it. I'm thinking about it now. All right, I'll do it. Okay. Done. How good's Mr. Ballin?
Oh, I haven't had another sesh for a while, but...
Yeah, because he posts less and less now because he's fucking massive now and his videos have to be insane. But man...
Very good.
Man...
Sorry.
Did I mention he's talking to us?
Yeah. Last week.
Yeah.
Next question is from Mad Dog 99. Question for Michael. You've kissed all the Prasad brothers. Have you ever tried to kiss Austin?
Surely you've kissed Austin.
Oh, maybe like in a bender I've had with him. We probably have kissed, yeah. Like, seriously.
Michael can't remember. He's kissed so many men. I wonder how many if you've kissed more men or women.
Dude, literally the other day, I came with that seafood that we got in Newmarket. I walked up to a dude and he's like, you might not remember this, but
We kissed.
I asked for a photo of you in the toilets the other night, and you're like, yeah, only if we're kissing in it. And oh, since I remember I've started like a phase with fans. I only do fucking.
Next question is from Queston Brown. Although I don't know if it's the Queston Brown. There's a few floating around.
Did you
just listen?
Fucking rhyme?
Concentrate.
Did you just do a fucking rhyme?
Brown Town.
Question: how did Julian become so fucked up? Some of his stories of the university are so messed up. What happened to him as a child to make him the way he is? Was he one of Matt Brown's early victims? Question mark.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He seems to have had a very lovely childhood, but you just never know these days.
All right. We've got two questions left, and they're would you rathers.
Yeah, doctor shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So
next one is from
Born With It, you know?
Clissa Adams. This is for me. Sorry, I didn't realize.
Sorry, no, Matt.
Sorry about that, hell, Matt.
Matt, which would you rather? Marty never being able to talk again? Or Michael losing his sense of humor and he becomes Mr. Serious?
It's Frog! Frog!
It's Frog!
Is that what you become?
That's the fucking Frog. Look at his mullet. He's Frog. He's Frog.
Anyway,
I'd have to keep Marty talking and Michael will become Mr. Serious, because as long as he's still part of it, we could just fuck with him so much and it'd be funny. It'd be so funny.
Yeah, it'd be so funny having a really straight, serious character amongst us at all times who never laughed at anything that we did.
Hates everything, tells you the consequences.
Maybe we should find one.
Oh, man. Still smell like fucking fish.
Dude, I know. I've had two showers and I never shower.
Air the van. It smells bad.
By the way, today we've went out. You know those surströmming fish? They're from Sweden. They're like the worst smelling things ever. We went out into public and libraries and shit and the unis and just started eating it. Cleared the rooms. Cleared them.
You assholes.
Yeah.
Is it good? There's a good footage?
No one really said anything to us apart from one librarian. But so, I don't know. Their actions weren't like crazy, but it was pretty funny. Like we were walking through because I slopped a few of the cans on Michael.
Oh, I didn't like that.
We were walking around the unis and people were just, when we walked past so aggressively annoyed.
Yeah, like Marty said, we're in the library and there was like a group of girls like 10 meters away.
What's that smell?
And we hadn't even walked past them yet.
Yeah.
We just walked in.
This thing is like, it is insane how much, like, how do they, that's the thing that bugs me out. How can they eat that in Sweden if that's what your fucking house is going to smell like for the next however
they
long?
They must prep it in like the outdoor Swedish food house thing.
Yeah, it must be outdoors because everything still smells so fucked.
We should ask them.
Anyway, that video will be out on the website or we'll make a social media cut. We're not sure yet. See how good the footage is.
I'm calling it a day there.
That's the end of the questions, everyone. Let's give ourselves a big round of applause, baby boy.
On the back.
Thank you so much. Keep those questions rolling in, baby boy. Comment what your favorite number is. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Yeah, man.
Sorry, dude.
That chairman's been leaning on me, but I ended his life, so I'm okay with it. Oh, watch the cords, Michael's. God.
If you hit balance that.
The cords. Let's check out the next segment. It's Jaloo. PO unboxing time, and here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 letters, all from the same person, and it's the same guy who writes his fucking code.
What the fuck is this, Matt? What the fuck is that?
I'm actually most excited to open that one.
Yeah, me too.
Surely something different.
That's a record of smallest letter.
All right, so these are all letters. So we're just going to open them. If these are all codes, this could be the very worst podcast gift that we've ever been sent. Well, not that they're all gifts, but the worst PO unboxing that we've ever been sent. But
opening letters is hard. All right, agreed. All right,
here's a big A3 piece of paper with a massive dick and balls on it. It says, if you were to suck my cock, would you drink my sperm cum? Would you let me suck your cock? No? No, I would not.
Oh, fuck, he's weird. What's that, Michael?
Maybe he wanks to this, Michael. He's wanking to you right now.
My cock is as small as this letter.
He's wanking to you right now, opening
and you,
this. No, 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 wait.
And Brown.
He's not wanking.
He can't even see me. He's
definitely wanking to you, Michael.
He loves Brown's voice.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Fucking hell. It's another picture.
Oh, fuck. It's such...
Deeper, harder. Someone sucking a cock. Oh, Michael's dick. Lots of sperm in my mouth. Yeah, he wants to fuck you, dude.
Dude, he's after you. You've got your own question on your hands.
Thank you for all of those letters. We'll be sure to read them all.
Dude. What the fuck is that?
What's he got here? A little... Dear Marty and Mark, I want you to know that even though you guys do weird things and make people laugh, Shami, Jaden, Jashan, and more think your vids are shit. Like when Jaden said your vids are shit on your which sport is the scariest, and it was soccer. I can tell that you guys were being nice and friendly to him so he wouldn't have a fucking cry about it. Plus, Jaden hasn't told any more, but he is my bitch. And if he gives you beef about your vids or anything else, tell me and I'll put him back in order. I love you guys. Marty, Michael, Shami, and his friends and his brothers. I just wanted everyone to keep the peace and not to say rude things about each other's vids. Also, not trying to be dogs to Shami. His ex gives me erections.
Would you ever let me put your testicles in your mouth? My testicle.
Look, and so on and so forth.
Fuck! We had to save him.
What if we're slowly satisfying his fantasies?
Oh, there's pictures on that one.
Dude, there's good
satisfying
shit.
His fantasies, and he's like wanking to us now.
Well, what I'm gonna do is save all this shit in boxes, and then when we're like 70, probably 50 for me, we'll open it up.
Wait, what? When we're 70, probably 50 for me. Are you saying that I will be 70 when you're 50? That makes no sense.
Well, 50 is in like...
I'm only 4 years older than you.
Okay, I reckon 60. I'll probably make it to 60 now. Then we open it up and we can have a look back at these little memories. Hey, put it there, Matt.
Yeah, these were very long, twisted letters. Okay. Thank you.
That worries me that he's out there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, fuck, it's better than nothing. That's the way I see it.
That's true. We wouldn't have had a PR box today. If you want to send us shit, we open it live, baby. Like, send us something from your business or something. If you want to promote something, just let us know. We'll happily do that. The PR box right here. Send us some teeth.
We've already been sent bodily fluids.
We've also already been sent teeth and piss and all sorts of shit. Please send us more.
Send us a dildo.
What excrement did we say we hadn't been sent yet? Blood. We haven't been sent blood.
Oh, I think
blood?
The period blood.
Yeah, we had period blood.
Yeah, that's true. What was it then? What was spit? Have we been sent spit? Anyway.
I'm looking forward to the new idea for next season. That could be a banger.
Dude, we should all get everyone to contribute to the golly bottle. Make a communal golly bottle. People send in their gollies to the PO box.
No, the thing is, if you only have one golly, it hardens and evaporates. You spill it back in.
Oh, you need more than one golly.
You need more gollies to keep a family going.
But are we still keen on creating a creation from what everyone sends in?
Yeah. That's the plan for next year's PO box.
Yeah, right? Like send a finger, bit of hair. Imagine if we made a complete
human. We can build
human.
Another Requifton for Matt if you want.
Imagine a fully actual mascot in the center here.
Yeah, made of real decomposing human
it's
body
gonna
parts.
It's going to be fucked.
We could fuck it, Matt.
I reckon this could be your love.
We could create
Michael's
probably the
wife.
Only thing that'll my accept wife. My baldness.
Well, if we don't put hair on her, then she would. We can just not
we'll,
put
we'll
hair
make
on her.
Two.
Why did they have to be bald?
Because
I'm not about accepting me.
That's just how it is, I think.
That's
I'm not sure, but I think
rate. It's the exchange rate.
Yeah, you gotta go out social exchange rate. They say it. They say it to you. Oh, sorry. Look, I've got hair. Social exchange rate. And it's high at the moment. Social exchange rate's never been this high because of the fucking economy.
Yeah, it's fucked up times, dude.
Anyway, that's the PO unboxing. And now we dive into our final segment. And this week it's a prank call. All right, we haven't filmed it yet. We're filming it at the very end. I have to muster all my energy. We're going to have another bong break.
Oh, dude, this is going to be hard for me.
And I'm going to scream my fucking lungs out at Michael all the abuse I can think of.
Mate,
while he
can you
tries,
shut all the doors?
While he tries to order food, okay? While he's trying to order food, I'm going to abuse him. This is the abusive partner, part three. All right, we've done this twice already.
What are you normally, my partner or my father?
Look, it doesn't matter.
I think you're my partner, Norm.
Well, both. I'm both. Okay. I'm your partfa. Your father partner.
Okay, I can have that.
Yeah, you will. You will have that. You'll have it when I say you'll have it. Here we go.
More stains, man. I got stains on my fucking skin, man. Holy shit, what the fuck? Hey, come
hey,
here, man.
Hello, could I please make an order for pickup?
Oh, fuck off, yeah. Cunt. Are you fucking on that fucking phone again, cunt?
Yes, sorry.
You fucking bitch! You dumb bitch! I'm on
a could I please place an order just for, do you guys do four pizza deal? Yeah, like a combo.
I just felt my elbow, baby!
Is it, what's the highest pizza deal that you
do? Let me rip your fucking hair out, cunt, huh? Let me rip your fucking hair out, cunt. How's that fucking feel, bitch, huh? How's that fucking feel,
could
bitch,
I start
huh?
With, I'll just start with, can I get a ham and cheese?
Off your fucking
Adam
flesh, cunt.
Adam?
What?
It's just one moment, someone will be here.
Give me a run, cunt.
Hey, can I please just place an order for three pizzas?
For how many, sir?
Three?
I'm about to fucking smash your knees around the wrong way, cunt. How's that, cunt, huh? Let me piss you fucking...
Start with the ham and cheese,
dick. The ham and cheese?
Fucking looking at me like you fucking ain't been sitting around here all day.
Can I also get a vegetarian?
Fucking what?
Like, I think it's the spicy veg.
You fucking looking at me with your red eyes? Huh?
Yeah, just spicy.
What the fuck are you even doing, you red eyes? You got a fucking cum in your eyes, cunt!
Just the
classic
cum
in your eyes!
Please. And the third pizza, just the simply
cheese. Burn my shit with a hot spoon, cunt!
And the simply cheese?
Yeah, with can I
want you to take my clothes and shove them up your ass, because I ain't washing them!
Has that got oregano on it, the simply cheese?
Wait, clean my back, man! Clean my back, there's a rake out the front! You fucking dumb
Yeah, could I get
bitch.
Oregano on it, please?
Yeah, with oregano.
Have you even fucking seen where your babies are, cunt?
Could I also...
Are you here, baby? Your babies aren't in the house, man! I just checked your fucking
could
rooms!
Could I also
what
get, yeah, just some desserts? Have you got the chocolate mousses?
Yes, we do.
Hack
Can
in
I
my
get
back.
Two chocolate mousses?
Hack in my bag, man!
Two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring the pizza! Bring the pizza!
And can
pizza
I,
with
is there like a deal with the pizzas? Can you get like a garlic bread and drink?
Oh, tits, baby! Cut them off! Oh, cut your tits off!
Yeah.
Cut your tits off tonight, baby! Oh, cut your tits off tonight, alright?
Well, could I please get the, like a garlic bread, but could I get the cheesy garlic bread?
Oh, smell my gum! Yep. Smell my gum! It smells like black tar!
And, yeah, could I also, with the drink, is it possible to get
mush my balls! Yep. Mush them up! With a spatula! Mush my testicles! I'm speaking to you! Mush my testicles! With a fucking spatula! Oh!
I'm so sorry, mate. I'm so sorry.
I break my fingers with your fucking asshole, baby! Holy shit, I haven't seen for days! I'm blind! I'm fucking blind, man! Can't you tell? Can't you tell I'm blind?
Can I get a name for the order?
So sorry, dude. I don't think he's my husband.
Ah! I will suck your tits! Spray off of your chest! And spread them in the bin, bitch!
What was the name for it?
I'm sorry. He doesn't want me to have it
anymore. Are you telling my name? I fuck your duck. I fuck your duck. You're telling my name.
So cancel it. I'm sorry. I pinched my testicles. Come on, re-pinch my testicles. They're full blue and shit. I can see again. I just had my eyes closed. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna make you come on my fucking back, man. Get ready, baby.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding. He's not really crying. Anyway. See you later.
He thinks that you've made me think that he thinks I'm in trouble.
Yeah, that's why he was staying on.
He was worried.
He thought he was listening to someone being abused.
I hope he doesn't have your number. He doesn't call the cops.
It sounded like poetry. Dude, some of the shit you said. When you said something about being a duck, I'm a duck.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck your duck.
The face you pulled at me as you said that, man. I almost lost it. That was it.
I did.
So I had to pretend I was crying.
Good boy, buddy.
I loved the
that was strange, dude.
Yeah, very strange. But I loved the. So you're worried. Where are the kids? Where are the kids? And you're looking at them. They're not in here. Where are the kids?
Oh, hopefully he doesn't think that's like a really abusive home, and he's doing his best to find something out.
No, I reckon he was just entertained by the poetry shit, because there was some really cool.
He
rhymes.
Definitely thought you were crying though.
Yeah, yeah, but that's better than laughing.
No, now he might take action.
Nah, he'll be fine.
Should
with
we
it.
Call him back? I'm calling him back. But you have to say it, because he'll know it's, if I'm saying it, sounds like I'm calling back to say, oh, yeah, make sure he's not fucking.
And you threaten him.
Which one was it?
That's him.
A Domino's team.
All right, well, fuck it.
We did it.
Oh, we finished, have we?
Yep.
Well, just goes to show that's what.
How happens, many more left?
Happens when you're the best.
Two.
We got two left, baby boy. The pinnacle. Oh, we might be getting Brandon Novak on the season finale.
Really?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Zoom call.
Oh, we don't know that. I haven't opened the message.
We haven't booked in a time, but he's keen.
Holy shit.
Yeah, baby.
There you go. We're the
best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
Do you want to run away and get married, Julia?
Julian. Julian. Julian.